清晨，我们再一起来思想神的话语。
Thank God, this Sunday morning, let's study the Word of God.
啊，如果有需要回到主日学当中的儿童和老师，现在可以回到各自的主日学当中。
The youth can go to the Sunday school.
啊，我们今天还是继续来思想啊《罗马书》圣经的经文。啊，我们今天来思想被神的灵引导。
Today, let's continue to study the Word of God through the Book of Romans. We're thinking about being led by the Spirit of God.
啊，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's stand up. Let's read the scripture on the screen.
啊，我们来读《罗马书》的第八章，我们从第十四节读到第十七节。
Romans chapter 8:14-17.
罗马书八章十四节起，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心。因此，我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, give us your words through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光，照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
Your word is a lamp upon feet, a light upon paths, and let us not into darkness.
你的话语就是我们生命的粮食，让我们可以靠着神的话语，能够得饱足，得力量。
Your word is a bread of life. By the word of God, we can be content and we can have the strength.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们今天所读的经文当中呢，告诉我们什么样的人才是神的儿女，神的儿女。
The scripture we just read teaches us what kind of people.Can be called the children of God.
啊，不是我们脖子上带个十字架，我们就说自己是神的儿女。
It's not that we have a cross hang on our neck. We call us a Christian or children of God.
啊，不是我们说啊，我们受过洗了，我们就是神的儿女。
It's not be baptized. I can call I'm the children of God.
甚至不是说我们每个主日来教会聚会，我们就是神的儿女。
It's not even to the point that it's I come to Sunday to worship. I can call myself a children of God.
更不是说啊，我是出生于一个基督徒家庭，我就是神的儿女，不是这样的。
You're born in a Christian family and you're children of God.
更不是说啊，我是某种肤色，我是某个民族，我是某个文化、某个血统，我就是神的儿女。
And of course, it's not because I'm of a certain color of my skin, a certain culture, certain civilization, and I'm a children of God.
今天有很多这样的人，他们几乎不去教会，不读经，不祷告，不遵行耶稣基督的教训。
And the truth is, a lot of people they don't go to church, they don't read the word of God, they don't follow the word of God.
但他们仍然认为，哎，我是神的儿女。
But they call themselves a children of God.
啊，我离开世界之后，我去到天堂。
And I, when I leave this world, I will go to heaven.
啊，这种人认为自己是神的儿女，因为他，哦，你看我是这个颜色的皮肤啊，我是某个文化、某个民族啊，我就是神的儿女啊。
And they come to this conclusion because they think that because I'm a certain type of people with a certain color of my skin, and I belong to a certain culture and tribe and civilization, so I'm a child of God.
这是极其错误的想法。
It's a very wrong thinking.
当年的犹太人就是这样，有这样非常错误的想法。我们来看圣经是怎样说。
And in Jesus' time, the Jews has this type of thinking, and let's see what the Bible said.
大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我给大家来读一下。
We can look at the screen on the scripture I just read for you.
马太福音三章七到十节，七节，约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在斧子已经放在树根上，若不结好果子的树，就砍下来丢在火里。那么有一群犹太人来到司洗约翰面前。
So basically, this group of Jews come to John the Baptist.
他们也想来受洗。
And they want to be baptized.
哎，但是施洗约翰却不给他们施洗。
But John the Baptist didn't give them the baptism.
因为约翰施的洗是悔改的洗，你要认罪悔改，施洗约翰给你施洗。
Because the baptism that John gave is a baptism of repentance. You have to repent, then he will.
那么这些犹太人对施洗约翰说：“那我们的祖宗是亚伯拉罕，那我们自然就是神的儿女了。”
But those Jews tell John that say, "Hey, we are Abraham's descendants, so we obviously we are children of God."
那施洗约翰说：“那完全没有这回事啊。”
And John the Baptist basically say, "No, that's there's no such a thing."
所以要悔改。
So you have to repent.
那么还有一些犹太人呢，来到耶稣面前，对耶稣说：“我们的父就是亚伯拉罕。”
And also, there's a group of Jews come to Jesus and said, "Our father is Abraham."
那么大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And this things is on the screen. The scripture recorded. I'll just read it for you.
约翰福音八章，39节，他们说我们的父是亚伯拉罕。耶稣说，你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子，就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。我现在是。我将在神那里所听见的真理告诉了你们，现在你们却想要杀我，这不是亚伯拉罕所行的事，你们是行你们父所行的事。他们说，我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。耶稣说，倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我，因为我本是出于神，也是从神而来，并不是由得自己来，乃是他差我来。你们为什么不明白我的话呢？无非是因你们不能听我的道。你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们的父的私欲你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。那么从这我们接下来继续看啊。我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？出于神的必听神的话，你们不听，因为你们不是出于神。这段经文呢，我们看见有一群犹太人又来到耶稣面前，又在那里说啊，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So this scripture described the situation that the group of Jews come to Jesus Christ basically told them, he said, "We are the children of Abraham."
你看，我们是这个家庭的，我们是这个血统的，我们是这个种族的。
And we are basically saying, "I'm of this tribe, and I'm this family, and this bloodstream." And
但是耶稣就说，哦，你们不是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们是魔鬼的子孙。
But Jesus said to them, "said You are not the children of Abraham. You are children of devil."
我们要知道，这是上帝说的话。
And we have to realize this is the word of God.
这比施洗约翰去责备那些文法利赛人和撒都该人的话更加的可怕。
And this is a much more serious thing that Jesus is saying in comparison to what John the Baptist said.
我们会看到有一些人他们觉得啊，我们自然就是神的儿女，我们自然就是我们的父，自然就是神。但是在上帝眼中看，不是这样的。
So basically, we see here the group of people they think naturally we are the children of God, but inside of God, it's not the case.
那到底怎样才是神的儿女呢
？So what kind of people can be called the children of God？
我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们再来读一遍。
Let's read together the scripture on the screen.
罗马书八章十四节起，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。圣经告诉我们，我们所有人事实上都是被引导的。
And so Bible basically teaches us, all of us actually in effect were led by something.
罗马书六章十六节的经文告诉我们，我们要么就是被魔鬼引导，要么就是被神引导。
And scripture told us we either led by the God, Spirit of God, or led by the Spirit of the devil.
没有哪一个人真正的是好像我谁都不跟从，我跟从我自己，没有这样的，要么跟从魔鬼，要么跟从神。
There is no such a thing that a person can claim that I don't led by anybody, I just by my own. And here, Bible teachings, we either led by the devil or led by God, Spirit of God.
当然，很多人不会同意圣经的说法了。
Of course, people don't agree with what the Bible teaches.
很多年前我听过一首流行歌就是我当时也很喜欢的，那个时候我还很年轻呢这个流行歌的名字叫跟着感觉走。
And many years ago, I was young. I hear a popular psalm, and the psalm name is followed by your feeling.
换句话说，就是我跟着我的心走。
And in other words, I just followed by my heart.
那圣经中有一个这样的人，是个典型的代表，跟着我的心走。
And in the Bible, there is a such a person that a followed by his heart.
主耶稣所说的那个浪子的比喻当中，那个浪子他就是这样的。
And Jesus said the parable of the prodigal son, and the prodigal son, the younger son, actually is like that.
拿了父亲的钱，离开父家，跟着我的感觉走，耗费钱财，任意放荡。
And basically took his father's possessions and followed his heart and go out and live all the lost life and waste all the properties.
但是我们都知道，最后他掉到这个可悲的这个结局当中去了。
We all know this younger son is a sad situation, following that situation.
所以跟着所谓的感觉走，跟着我的心走，其实是最不可靠的一种走法。
So basically, if we follow our feeling, follow our heart, actually, it's the most independent way to do things.
那为什么今天很多人都这样说呢？啊，我跟着我的心，我跟着我的感觉。
But why so many people saying that I follow my heart?
因为这是魔鬼撒旦从伊甸园里就对人说的谎言。
Because that's the devil, the Satan, actually from the very beginning in the garden, say to Adam and Eve.
那么我们都知道在伊甸园里发生的事情，我们给大家就是我们一起来讨论思想过很多次。
And we know what happened in the garden that to the Adam and Eve. We have been talked about it so many times.
魔鬼撒旦来诱惑试探亚当夏娃的时候，魔鬼撒旦没有多对亚当夏娃说：“你们不要听上帝的，你们听我的。”魔鬼没有这样讲，对不对
？And when the devil come to Adam and Eve, he didn't present and said, "Hey, don't listen to God, listen to me." He didn't do that.
魔鬼撒旦诱惑夏娃说：“哎。”神没有真正那样讲，你要听听你自己心里的声音，你要为自己考虑。
And basically, Satan's message to Adam and Eve is basically, it's God, not necessarily that you have to think for yourself for your own benefit.
神啊，没有真正的在为你们的益处，你要为自己的益处来考虑。你想不想像神那样啊？
And do you need to consider for your own benefit and your interest? Do you want to be like a god?
啊，那夏娃一听说，哎呦，那我不要再去理会神的话，我要听我自己的心声，我想要怎样
？So when Eve hear that word, he said, "Okay, now I don't want to hear what God said. I want to listen to my heart. What I want to do."
哦，我想要像神那样。
And I want to be a god.
哎，所以亚当夏娃他们就堕落，就犯罪。
So the fall of Adam and Eve come to be.
他们看上去，他们好像也没有跟从上帝啊，也没有跟从魔鬼啊，他们跟从他们自己啊。
So in appearance, yes, they didn't follow God, obviously, but they also didn't obviously follow devils. They just follow themselves.
但是当他们真正所谓的跟从他们自己的时候，这其实就已经掉到魔鬼的陷阱当中来。从此以后，亚当夏娃连同他们的后裔，全部落到魔鬼的权势当中来了，成为魔鬼的奴隶了。
But from the beginning, when they start to listen to their heart, they actually fall into the trap that devil sets up. Since then all them and also the descendant of them are falls in the trap of.Devil, it's on the power of the devil.
啊，所以一直到今天，其实这个老魔鬼啊，一直玩着这个老伎俩。
So you can see this devil is keeping that trick to every one of us.
啊，不要管别人怎么说，你听你自己怎么说。
Do not hear whatever people said. Listen to your heart.
Do what you like what you do. That's all.
做你喜欢做的事情，做喜欢做你做的事情。
那么这重复的轨迹，你说人类已经上当那么长时间，哎，但是这应该人不会再上当，还有很多很多的人上当。
But if you think about it, this trick has been played so many times, no one should be falling in that trap. But the fact is, again and again, people fall into that trap.
魔鬼对人的诱惑试探，就是你要自己做主啊，你要自己做主啊。
The temptation of devil to the people is basically You become your own God.
当人想要自己做主的时候，其实魔鬼就成了这个人的主了。
When a person wants to become a lord of himself, and the devil becomes lord of that person.
啊，那我们看主耶稣是对人是怎样说呢
？So what Jesus, how Jesus said to the things like that?
啊，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下哈，马太福音16:23-25。
In Matthew 16:25-25,
耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后面去，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”于是，耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我，因为，凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得到生命。”我们知道，在这个地方。耶稣称呼彼得是撒旦。
So in this scenario that Jesus called Peter Satan.
啊，这是当然是非常非常可怕的一个责备了。
Of course, this very serious rebuke of Peter from Jesus.
道成肉身的上帝为什么用如此可怕的字眼来责备彼得？彼得到底做了什么滔天大罪呢
？So what kind of terrible crime that Peter has actually committed? So that Jesus actually used such a harsh word to rebuke Peter.
彼得他说他彼得只不过是体贴他自己的意思，体贴人的意思。
And Peter actually just say he just kind of according to his own will.
所以我们特别注意啊，耶稣没有说彼得你体贴魔鬼的意思，耶稣没有这样讲。
And here Jesus really didn't say that you are mindful of devil's will.
也就是说你体贴人的意思，也就是说你体贴你自己的意思，你就已经是魔鬼的门徒，你就已经是魔鬼了。
Basically Jesus says when you're mindful of things of man, then you're already being mindful of the things of the devil and you're the disciple of the devil.
所以这就是亚当夏娃就是这样，他们看上去他们好像是为自己的利益考虑，为自己利益出发，当他们这样做的时候，他们事实上就成为魔鬼的奴仆了。
So Adam and Eve actually, if your appearance, they just only mindful of their own things, of their own interests. But when they doing this, they already become the slave of the devil.
所以耶稣接下来说，人要跟从他，就要舍己。
And then Jesus follow up and said, if anyone want to follow him, we have to deny ourselves.
舍己，上下文看，这个意思非常的清楚，到底舍什么？舍自己的意思嘛，就要舍己啊。
And deny himself, if you look at the pretext, it's very clear. Deny means deny.The things of ourselves.
所以我们会看见魔鬼对人说的话与耶稣对人说的话截然相反。
So you can see what devil speak to the people and what Jesus speak to the people is quite different.
魔鬼对人说：“你要替自己着想，你要体谅你自己，你要为自己考虑，你要自己做主。”
And devil speak to people said, "You got to consider for yourself, mindful of your own things. You need to be a lord of yourself."
耶稣对人说你要丢弃自己的意思，你要否定自己的意思，只有这样你才能真正的得到生命。
And Jesus said you have to cast out your own thing, you cast out, deny yourself. Only doing this you will get a true life.
这个非常有意思，每一个成为魔鬼奴隶的人他都不觉得他是魔鬼的奴隶。
And it's very interesting that everyone become a slave of a devil. Don't feels that they are the slave of the devil.
他说：“哎呀，我只信我自己，我只听我自己的，我只跟从我自己的感觉。”
They just say, "I just believe in myself. I just follow my own will."
但他是越是这样，越是这样，就越是成为魔鬼的奴隶了。
But the more he falls into that trap, the more become a slave of the devil.
因为魔鬼用今生的骄傲来控制他，玩弄他。
Because the Satan can use the proud arrogant can be control him.
但是有一点是非常明确的，一个真正跟从耶稣的人，信靠耶稣的人，他很清楚，他说我没有跟错人，我没有跟错，我跟从的是耶稣。
But on the other hand, a person who truly follows Jesus Christ is very clear he followed the right person.
因为他舍弃自己的意念，他就越来越清楚他跟从的是谁了。
Because he denied his own mindfulness and he more and more become clear to whom he is following.
被魔鬼引导的人非常的清楚，他自我会越来越膨胀啊，他越来越以自我为中心，结果呢，他的结局也就跟魔鬼一样了。
So led by the devil is very clear. It's become more and more arrogant, more and more self-centered. And his conclusion is the same as a devil.
但是被跟从耶稣的人，或者说被神的灵所引导的人，他自己就越来越谦卑了，他看自己就越来越渺小，然后看神就越来越伟大。
And led by the Holy Spirit, he become more and more humble to himself, and see himself less and less, and see God is more and more.
这样的人呢，他们的生命相反越来越丰盛，成为许多人的祝福。
And such a person, those type of person, their life is more abundant and become a blessing of many.
他从神那里来的喜乐，从天上来的喜乐，充满他的心，直到永远。
Because joy from God, from heaven, fill with him and will flow out to ever.
一个骄傲的人呢，他心里就很痛苦了。
A pride person, an arrogant person, will be very painful in his heart.
他总觉得他没有得到足够多的荣耀，足够多的掌声。
He always kind of thinking he didn't get enough praise.
那么，其实啊，我们今天从经文中看到的，圣经告诉我们，什么才是真正神的儿女？你被神的灵引导，你就是神的儿女。
So the scripture we read today teaches us what is the children of God is that if you're led by the Spirit of God.
就是你听谁的话，你听谁的命令，你跟从谁的指示。你如果是神的灵来给你下命令，你跟从神的灵，那就是神的儿女。
Basically, if you follow the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God commands your life, then you become children of God.
我们很多人都非常都知道一句非常出名的话，就是人为什么是人呢？我为什么存在呀？这个法国哲学家讲过，我思故我在。
We are all familiar with the saying, the philosopher of French said, how can I become my existence depend on my thinking? I'm thinking, therefore I am.
那今天这个世界已经越来越有点看不清楚了。现在除了人能够思考，还有一位可以思考，那他存不存在呀？
So today, maybe things even get more confused. Besides, people can think. The other one I can think too is this concept is being there.
AI 是不是很多就 AI 说哇就觉得哎呀不可思议，这到底以后会怎样呢
？And a lot of people said AI can think, and people think pondered. Okay, what's going to be in the future?
那我们今天当然不是说笛卡尔了，他是想怎么才是个人啊？你会思考，你才是个人。那么有一个神学家呢，赫舍尔他说他是提出不同的看法。
And besides Descartes says, I'm thinking, so therefore I exist. And there's another theologian that called Husserl, and he come up with another word as a man.
他说我被命令，所以我存在。
And his point is, I am commanded, therefore I exist.
他就思想摩西与上帝之间的对话。
He come to this because thinking about the conversation between Moses and God.
摩西的生命真正有价值，真正有意义，或者真正就是存在着，从什么时候开始啊？就是从上帝给他下的命令开始。
And basically thinking about Moses' life in come to the true existence, a meaningful true existence, is from the time that God gave him a command.
然后其实摩西前面80年的生命，那就像不存在一样，没有任何意义。
And basically, his first 80 years of Moses' life is like non-existence, has no meaning.
当上帝对摩西下了命令，然后摩西顺服上帝的命令，他才是真正的生命有价值、有意义了。
And until that God gave Moses the command, and Moses carried out God's command, then his life became a true meaningful and truly be an existence.
否则你作为一个人的生命，你跟花、跟草、跟其他有什么不同呢？
Otherwise, as a human life, human being, is the life actually is no different from a flower, from a glass.
所以赫舍尔就提出啊，这其实是我们所有的人内心最深处向上帝发出的一个问题，就是上帝，你要让我做什么
？So that's why said Husserl basically says, in each one of our heart, deep in our heart, we have a cry to God, say, God, what do you want me to do?
就对我们的造我们的主说，你要我做什么？
And basically, we cry to the Creator of us, say, "Hey, what do you want us to do?"
啊，当上帝把他的心意向我们显明，我们去跟从上帝的命令，我们就跟从上帝的引导，我们才真的是个人，按神的形象所造的人。
And when God reveals His will to us, and we follow His will, and do it according to His will, then we become a human being that created.By the image of God.
所以我们刚才从圣经中看到，人要么就是被魔鬼引导，要么就是被神的灵引导。
So from scripture we can see that we're either by led by the spirit of devil or we're led by the spirit of God.
那么神的灵怎样引导我们呢？我们很多人都说啊，上帝的灵如果充满我的心，那我心里就是满足喜乐。
But how God's spirit led us? Many people said, if the spirit of God fill me, I will be full with joy.
那么这种想法呢也对，但是呢也不对。
And this type of saying is right, but not necessarily complete.
如果一个人被神的灵所带领、所引导、所充满，那最终他的内心当然是充满满足、喜乐了。
A person led by the Spirit of God and eventually, of course, filled with the Spirit of God, eventually it would be bringing the full joy. That's true.
但是当神的灵刚刚来到这个人的心里，当神的灵刚刚在引导他的生命，神的灵让他觉得饥渴，让这个人觉得饥渴，不是让他觉得饱足，让他觉得饥渴。
But when the Spirit of God first comes to a person, and it's actually make him thirsty and hungry, not like a feel is full.
就像一个人，他以前对神的话语一点兴趣都没有。圣经摆在那里从来没有兴趣打开看一眼，突然他觉得哇，我好想知道圣经说什么，我好想知道上帝对人说什么，
就是
感到非常的饥渴。
Just like a person maybe before they never have an interest in the word of God, the Bible put there for so many years, but when the word of God, spirit of God led, and they suddenly feel thirsty and hungry for the word of God, they want to know what God said.
这就是神的灵在引导他了。
And that's the led by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
以前比如说这个人，我什么都不缺，我工作也好，家庭也好，婚姻爱情什么都好，孩子都好，什么都不缺，我还缺什么
？And maybe a person that before he feels the everything has everything, life, marriage, work, children, he has everything. He don't have any lack.
但是有一天夜深人静的时候，他发现他是这个世界上最孤独的人，他所拥有的一切都是假的。
And but one moment the spirit comes, he kind of realizes all the things he has actually is vanity.
心中感到极大的饥渴。
And has a great thirst and hunger in his heart.
我这样的一个虚空的生命，我怎么样才能够得到饱足呢
？And that thirst and hunger is want his life be filled.
这个时候，就神的灵在引导他，让他饥渴。
And that is the Spirit of God is leading that person, so he has a thirst and hunger of his life to be filled.
所以耶稣说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for this is the kingdom of heaven."
那这个意思就是，有些人他觉得自己灵里面很贫穷、很饥渴，这种人是有福的，圣灵在引导他们了。
And basically, Jesus said here is that some people feel very hungry and thirsty in the spirit, in their heart. And those people are blessed because the spirit is start to leading them.
那么在路加福音说到，你贫穷的人有福了。什么叫穷人？就穷人当然知道自己穷啊。
And in the book of Luke said, your poor is blessed because the poor know they are poor.
我们今天我们刚刚开始敬拜的时候，我们特别看到接待神的人成为神的儿女，对不对？凡接待耶稣的人成为神的儿女。
And in the beginning, we talk about one of the scriptures that who receive God and become the children of God.
因为时间的关系啊，我只是给大家简略的，就是讲一下这个撒该这个人。
And for the time being, I just briefly talk about the story of a saint.
大家也可以看到屏幕上的经文，撒该是一个税吏，是在以色列人当中，以色列人看为最坏最坏的罪人了。
And
是个税吏长，还是一个当官的。
And this Zacharias actually is a kind of in the Israel's side is the worst person because he is tax collector and actually chief of tax collector.
但他却是一个接待耶稣的人，耶稣到他家里去了。
But he is a person actually received Jesus. Jesus come to his home.
啊，耶稣说要住到他家里去。那么耶稣接下来就说呢。因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And in the end, Jesus, because he received Jesus to his home, in the end, Jesus said that he is the children of Abraham.
我们刚才看到啊，我们刚才提到，耶稣对一些犹太人说，那些犹太人说，我是亚伯拉罕的子孙。耶稣对他说，不是的，你是魔鬼的孩子。
And in the previous scripture, we see that a group of Pharisees said to him, "We are the children of Abraham." And Jesus said, "No, you are not. You are the children of the devil."
那么这一个罪人呢？那其他的犹太人、以色列人都瞧不起他，但是耶稣却说他是亚伯拉罕的孩子。亚伯拉罕的孩子，也就是神的孩子，他是神的孩子。
But Zacharias, this sinner, and all the Israelites don't give a good look at them.And Jesus said, "This person, this sinner, actually is the children of Abraham."
那么，撒该当然也是一个犹太人了，他也是个以色列人了。那刚才那些被耶稣称为魔鬼之子的犹太人，他们到底有什么不同呢
？Of course, Zacharias is a Jew too. So, what is the difference between this Jew and the Jew that Jesus called a children of the devil? What the difference between these two types of Jews?
啊，不同。就是撒该对耶稣充满了极大的饥渴，他个子又矮，他听说耶稣要来，他巴不得想看一眼耶稣，他就爬到树上去，那些人又讨厌他，不让他挤到前面，他爬到树上，他心中对耶稣有极大的饥渴。
The difference is that this Zacharias has a great thirsting desire for Jesus Christ. While the people are crowded, then the people don't get a chance to see Jesus. He climbed on a tree, tried to see Jesus.
啊，另外一群犹太人呢？耶稣说：“我把真理告诉你们，你们都不信。”那群犹太人一直在抵挡耶稣，他们对耶稣没有一丝一毫的饥渴，他们完全不仅是不需要，他们甚至是抵挡要杀死耶稣。
But there's a group of Jewish Pharisees, basically.They against Jesus all the time. Jesus tell the truth to them, but they don't believe. They even want to kill Jesus.
所以你可以看得很清楚，哪一类人是被神的灵引导啊
？So it's very clear which group of Jews is led by the Spirit of God.
显然就是撒该，因为神的灵来到人的心里，让人心中产生对神的话的极大的饥渴。
Of course, Zacharias, because the Spirit of God come to that person, so it generates a great desire and thirsty to God and the Word of God.
啊，那么神的灵引导人，让人看到自己的渺小、无知、无能。
And also, the Spirit of God led a person. That person can see how small that he is.
啊，如果我们读圣经，我们信靠耶稣，日子越来越久，我们会发现，哎呀，照着我该知道的，我很多不知道；照着我该做的，我太多没有做了，我真是无能啊！我只有哀求耶稣。如果是这样的话，恭喜你，你是神的灵在引导你了。
So if we come to become Christian many years, but more and more we read the Word of God and we think according to what God said, many I haven't done yet, I cannot do it according to God wanted me to do, it, and a lot of things I don'tHas not been able to do it. I'm really need the help of God. And if you have this type of mentality, congratulations, you're led by the Spirit of God.
啊，你被神的灵引导，你是神的儿女。虽然你觉得你不配，你越觉得你不配，你说不定就越是了。
You're led by the Spirit of God. You're children of God. Even you may feel that you're not worthy, but you are.
那么还有一些基督徒，我相信大家都看到了。有基督徒他说我是基督徒，他越来越骄傲。他说没有人懂得比我多，我什么都懂，没有人比我聪明。那我最聪明，没有人比我有能力。也有这样的一些基督徒啊。
And also, you see, maybe another group of Christians think I know all the things. No one know more than I do. No more. One have that more power to do the God's work, and yeah, we see this good type of Christian.
C.S. Lewis 曾经说，当我们成为基督徒一段时间之后，有个声音告诉我们：“你看，你多么棒，你比别人强太多了，你比别人好太多。”C.S. Lewis 说，如果成为基督徒，有个声音这样告诉你。
And C.S. Lewis once said, if you become Christian after a while, and a voice told you, look, how great you are, you're much better than anyone else, if there's such a voice.
如果那有这个声音的话，那这个声音一定不是从圣灵来的，一定是从魔鬼来的。
If there's such a voice, this voice definitely not from the Spirit of God, it is from the devil.
因为魔鬼撒旦的诡计就是让人不要以神为中心，让人以自己为中心，越来越骄傲，越来越自高，最后跟魔鬼一样的结局。
Because the trick of the Satan is always want people to not center in God, center ourselves, more and more arrogant, more and more pride, in the end come to the same conclusion as Satan.
而圣灵引导一个人，让一个人越来越不顾念自己，他自己的老我的生命越来越消失，然后以神的心意为中心，他就越来越得到神那样的生命。
And if they're led by the Holy Spirit, that person becomes less and less mindful of himself, more and more centered to God, and more he has God in his life.
所以圣灵引导一个人，首先让这个人心里有饥渴，你接下来让这个人看到自己的渺小，接下来呢，这个人看到自己的渺小无能，他怎样？他就单单的依靠神，他都不依靠自己了，也不依靠其他一切了。
So the Holy Spirit basically come to our heart, let us, so we have desire thirsty in our heart, and we see ourselves less and less and more and more see God. He's no longer dependent on himself, rather trust God.
所以我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读诗篇的20篇7到8节，七节起。有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提耶和华我们神的名，他们都屈身扑倒。我们却起来立得正直，这个他们是指的什么人呢
？And the verse 8, they what they refer to
啊，就经文就这两节经文就告诉我们是他们是指谁呀、啊？靠车靠马的人，对不对
？And basically they refer to verse 7, who basically in chariot or something based on a horse
啊，就是靠着地上的势力，是不是靠着地上？你看我的军队如此的强大，我的财富如此多，我靠这些，哎，总会跌倒的。
Basically, those are person refer to they trust earthly power, property, and but eventually they will fall down.
啊，那个站得直直的，总不跌倒的，他不是靠自己，不是靠地上的什么财势力，靠神。
But the one who stand upright is not those who trust in the earthly power, but in God. And they,
什么样的人才能真正靠神呢？前提就是他看到自己无能，他才靠神。
So what kind of person can truly trust God is the precondition is that you see his himself is not less.
所以圣经告诉我们，不是靠势力，不是靠才能。靠神的灵方能成事。
So Bible teaches us not by might, not by power, but by my spirit that we can do the things.
那么圣经告诉我们，被神的灵引导的人是神的儿女。
And the Bible teaches us led by the Spirit of God is children of God.
我们今天有多少人喜欢别人告诉你该怎么走、怎么做呢？
And today, how many people in us willing or be happy that other people teach you how to do the things?
那当然我们就会，那你又不是圣灵，你凭什么这样对我讲？我们这样讲是不是
？And you probably say people was thinking you are not the Holy Spirit, so how can you tell me what to do?
所以人总能找到一切的借口，当圣灵要引导他、要带领他的时候，人总是还是可以做到不听。
People can find all the excuse when actually led by the Holy Spirit. They kind of refuse to be led by the Holy Spirit.
但是还有一种人，他就觉得，哎呀，我不知道怎么办，我不知道该怎么走。那有个人告诉我，哎，说不定神借着他对我讲话呢，哎，他可能就听一下。
And maybe someone said, "Oh, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say." And somebody say something to him, you would think, "Oh, maybe that's the Spirit of God through that person speak to me."
什么样的人需要引导呢？就是知道自己不知道该怎么走的人，他才觉得自己需要引导。
And people that who feel need to be led is the person who don't know what to do.
而且他知道，如果靠我走的话，我一定走错的，我一定摔跤的。他知道，所以他会需要引导。
And also he knows if I do it by myself, I probably fall, I'll go wrong. And so he felt need to be led.
而圣灵跟这个世界上的向导有不同的地方，这个世界上的向导他只是告诉你怎么走，他没有办法保证你走得到。
And but the Holy Spirit, the led by Holy Spirit is different from the world leader. The world leader person guider could tell you how to walk, but he cannot guarantee you will be there.
而神的灵带领我们，他不仅告诉我们该怎么走，他还要一定会带领我们走到他要我们走到的地方。
But the Spirit of God led us. It's not only tell us what to go, and also guarantees we will be there.
啊，所以大家可以看到屏幕上的经文呢，我给大家读一下，因为时间的关系。
Let's look at the scripture on the screen.
出埃及记的13:21-22，日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前。我领你们在旷野40年，你们身上的衣服并没有穿破，脚上的鞋也没有穿坏。就说上帝不仅是带领以色列人做他们的向导，上帝做他们的供应者，做他们的保守者，做他们所需要的一切，最终带领他们进入应许之地。
So we can see God in the Exodus. God not only as a lead the Israelites, and God also is the during this 40 years. God is the provider. God is the keep. God is the one ultimately led them into the promised land.
那么神的灵引导我们，要把我们带到哪去呢？
So led by the Spirit of God, where He want to lead to us,
把我们带到上帝那里去。
It will lead us to God.
一个人被带到上帝那里去，耶稣讲到一个非常著名的比喻，就是浪子的比喻。
A one person led by the Holy Spirit of God is can be explained in a parable Jesus put there.
我们都知道。浪子从他父亲那里拿了一笔钱离开父家，这就是我们每个人从上帝那里得到恩典之后，但是我们却堕落犯罪啊，我们离开神。
In that that younger son actually led by himself and take all the money, get out, waste all the money just like us. We take the blessing of God and go our own way, waste all the God's grace and blessing.
但是我们都知道，那个浪子最后又回到他父亲的家中去了。
But in that parable, that younger son, the prodigal son, actually in the end, he returned to the father's house.
就像我们本来我们都堕落犯罪得罪神，但是圣灵引导我们，要让我们回到蒙恩得救的人回到神那里去。
Just like we all sinned against God, and then Holy Spirit want to lead us back to the Father.
啊。那么这个浪子呢，整个浪子的比喻，浪子对父亲就讲过两次话。
And in this parable, and this younger son actually only speak twice.
第一次就是这个小儿子找父亲要钱。
And the first time is he come to the father ask for the properties belong to him.
第二次就是这个浪子对父亲说，我犯罪了，我得罪了天，得罪了你。
And second, he speak to the father. He said, "I sin against you and against you, heaven."
哪一次是圣灵引导他说话呀
？And which time is led by the Spirit of God?
显然是第二次，是不是
？Of course, the second time.
他看到自己对父亲的亏欠，看到自己如此的渺小，他来到神的面前，来到父亲面前，说我犯罪了。
And of course, the second time he saw his sin against his father, and he came to the father and said, "I'm sinned."
今天很多时候，我们来到神的面前祷告，也是这两类，一类就是上帝给我好处。
And so today, think about it. When we come to the Father, we pray. We have one group of people, one kind is that God give me blessing, give me your blessing.
我是你的儿女，给我好处。
I'm your child, so give me your.Benefit.
而这个好处非常清楚，就是地上的，就是地上的好处。
And also, this blessing is very clear. It's just earthly benefit.
还有一种就是来到神面前，哎呀，神呐、你实在给我太多的恩典，但是我却依然犯罪得罪你。
And another group, another kind of prayer is, Father, I will have your grace, but I so many times still sin against you.
哪种是圣灵引导呢？
Which one is led by the Spirit of God?
显然是后者，因为当浪子讲出这句话的时候，他就回到父亲身边了。
Of course, this the letter is led by the Spirit of God. When the prodigal son said, verse 21, then he truly returned to the Father.
圣灵引导人，把人带到哪去呢？带到神那里去。
Holy Spirit lead a person where the Holy Spirit leads, it leads to the Father.
好，因为时间的关系，我们今天就思想圣灵对我们的引导，就到这个地方。
For time being, let's conclude our message here.
什么样的人才是神的儿女呢？只有一样，他被神的灵引导，他就是神的儿女。
What kind of person is children of God? It's only one thing, led by the Spirit of God.
这个世界上魔鬼撒旦用各样的谎言让我们忘记这一点，让我们去看其他的东西，其实都不是神的心意的。
In this world, Satan uses all kind of trick to want us to forget that, and all the things present to us, but it's not the led by Spirit, but it's the deceiving.
我被神的灵引导，我就是神的儿女。
If I'm led by the Spirit of God, then I'm children of God.
那我怎样知道我是被神的灵引导呢？
So how do I know I was led by the Holy Spirit?
我对上帝，我对上帝的话，我对神的道，我对神的家，我充满了越来越深的饥渴，我越来越发现这个世界其他的东西满足不了我。如果是这样，我知道我是被神的灵引导。
If I have a more and more thirsting desire for the Word of God,for the house of God and for God himself, and then I know I'm led by the Spirit of God.
我被神的灵引导，我不是越来越看到我很棒，我最厉害，不是，我被神的灵引导，我越来越看到我的渺小，看到我的无知无能，我越看到神对我的恩典，神的伟大，这就是我知道我被神的灵引导。
If I'm led by the Spirit of God, I don't see myself great and great, but more and more I see myself as insignificant, ignorant, and in power.
然后我们知道神要把我带到哪去呢？不是让我成为这个世界上的什么所谓的成功人士啊，什么神的心意是要把我带到神的灵，就要把我带到神那里去。
And also the Spirit of God will lead us to where it's not to the success of this earthly success thing, but rather will lead us to God.
主耶稣是好牧人，好牧人把迷失的羊找回来，这个迷失的羊重新回到牧人的怀中，心里充满了平安喜乐。
And Jesus is a good shepherd. A good shepherd can bring those lost sheep back to the shepherd. And when the sheep back to the shepherd, and the sheep filled with joy.
谁得荣耀呢？好牧人得荣耀。
And who got the glory? It's the good shepherd being glorified.
好，我们最后一起来读一处圣经的经文。大家可以起立，我们一起来读。如果有弟兄姊妹身体不太舒服呢，也可以坐着。
In conclusion, let's read the scripture on the screen and let's stand up. If you not feel good, you can sit there to read.
我们一看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的五章，我们从十九节读到第二十四节。十九节起，不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事警察。美善的要死守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。那召你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
在我们还是罪人的时候，还与神为敌的时候，我们的神就爱了我们。
Well, sinner, we're enemy of God. God loved us.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever trusts him should not be perished, but have eternal life.
神更是赐下圣灵来引导、来带领我们这一切信靠主耶稣基督的人。
And God also sent the Holy Spirit to lead and to all those who trust him.
凡被神的灵引导的人，就是神的儿女。
Whoever is led by the Spirit of God is the children of God.
愿神的灵在我们生命中所做的工作，对我们的带领和引导，不受到任何的拦阻。
May the led of the Spirit of God in our life do not be stopped by anything.
让我们能够在神的灵的引导下面，我们的老我，我们自己的意念，越来越小，越来越失去，让神的心意在我们心中越来越显大。
And may the Spirit lead us so that ourself will be less in our life, and the will of God be more and more.
愿荣耀都归给那至高的神。
May glory to the Almighty God.
愿平安归给主耶稣用宝血所赎买回来的人。
And peace to those who purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主今天的信息。好，我们用一首回应诗，主我愿意。